Well, I wish that I could just say the word and the heater on this side of the church would start working. I don't know if it's any consolation to point out that this heater is still working. You know, it reminds me of a time when I was flying in one of those little twin-engine planes. Pretty soon you heard the loudest bang, and the plane kind of jolted. Everyone was shook up, and then a voice came over the speaker that said, "We just need to inform you that one of our engines has stopped working. However, we know that you will be comforted to hear that the other engine is working fine, and also to know that we have two priests aboard the plane today." At which point a lady looks around and says, "I'd rather have one priest and two engines." Well, we have one heater, which is better than zero, right? But fixing the heater is one thing, but dealing with the effect of having no heat, now that's another. Even if I could fix the heater right now, it would still be cold here when you left at the end of Mass, right? We have a real life example that removing a problem and dealing with its effects can be two different things. Well, in the gospel, Jesus actually does perform a miracle by just saying the word. The leper says, "If you wish, you can make me clean." To which Jesus responds, "I do will it. Be made clean." And at that moment, the leprosy is gone. But the consequences still had to be dealt with. Had this man lost his job? Was he ostracized by his family? Was his reputation destroyed? The reality is that even when my sin is forgiven, the effect of that sin can still remain. So the Catechism explains that sin has what is called a double consequence. The first consequence, if I commit a serious sin, is eternal punishment. In other words, I cut myself off from God, and I'm incapable of living with Him forever. That's the first consequence, eternal punishment. The second consequence is called temporal punishment. And those are the effects of my sin right here, right now, no matter how big or how small my sin was. If I throw a baseball through my neighbor's window, I can ask for their forgiveness. But even if I'm forgiven, the window's still broken. If I steal $20 from my parents, I might feel really bad and say I'm never going to do it again, but I still have $20 in my pocket. If I spread a rumor about my ex-girlfriend, well, I can apologize, but I can't possibly keep up with a story that travels faster than I can. And even that sin that apparently doesn't affect anyone, it's only in my mind, it was only in my room, it was only on my phone. Well, there's no such thing as a sin that doesn't affect anyone. At the very least, it affects me or my relationship with God, or likely someone who was objectified or brought down in the process. As someone once said, the temporal punishment is what's left over after the apology. It's one thing to be made clean. It's another thing to clean up the mess. Now, the sacrament of confession plays a key role in this. First of all, it's the only way to be relieved of eternal punishment. But what about that temporal punishment, the second consequence? Well, confession does not completely remove temporal punishment. The window's still broken. I still have $20 in my pocket. The ex-girlfriend's reputation still destroyed. I've done some harm to me or my relationship with God. Now, it's still valuable to receive forgiveness, especially when it's difficult or even impossible for me to personally ask forgiveness from everyone that I've hurt. And the penance that I do, either after my confession or any time I do penance, that's part of making things right. The main thing this morning is to realize that I can fix the heater, but I still have to restore the heat.